Welcome to Gambling with an Edge with your hosts Bob Dancer and Michael Shackelford. Bob Dancer is America's premier video poker writer and teacher. He's in the Video Poker Hall of Fame, and he has written 10 books, including Video Poker for the Intelligent Beginner and the best-selling Million Dollar Video Poker. He helped develop the Video Poker for Winners computer software. Michael Shackelford is the force behind the websites Wizard of Odds, Wizard of Vegas, and Wizard of Macau. An actuary by profession, Michael has been analyzing the whole gamut of casino games since 1995. His Wizard of Odds website explains the best strategies for 140 different casino games. Michael is also the author of Gambling 102, The Best Strategies for All Casino Games, and is a former adjunct professor of gaming math at UNLV. The goal of the show is that, by listening, you will be a more knowledgeable gambler tomorrow than you were yesterday. And now, here are Bob and Mike.
Good evening.
Welcome. Good evening.
Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. I'm Bob Dancer.
And I'm Mike Shackelford.
Our guest tonight, her main qualification is that she's a very pretty lady who's willing to sleep with one of the co-hosts. That's a strategy that works for a very limited number of people, but it does work tonight. So we'll be talking with Shirley Dancer later. She happens to be my favorite wife. The last week, we had a show for Michael Gaughan taped, and then the tape got all screwed up. So we ended up scrambling. Michael Gaughan will be a repeat. He will come and tape it again, and that show will be March 29th. So if you're wondering about that particular thing, that's when that will be. We had a contest, Michael. You wanted to guess the number of, not guess, figure out which casinos had no six to five blackjack games on the strip. How did that work out?
The winner of that contest is Zachary Ames of Chandler, Arizona. He correctly knew that the two casinos on the Las Vegas Strip that had blackjack but no 6-to-5 games were the Venetian and the Palazzo. Now, however, after he got his answer right, somebody else submitted four casinos, those two, and the Aria and the Bellagio. And I checked the current blackjack news, and this fellow was indeed right. So I apologize. There are actually four casinos. So kudos to those four, the Venetian, Palazzo, Aria, and the Bellagio.
And did you issue two books out there for the second winner, since that was a superior answer?
You know, I should. That's a good idea. I did not, but I will have to get back to that gentleman.
All right. Now, when he told it to me, the question before the air, he said, did you know? And I didn't, but I figured it was probably two connected casinos. So I said I would have entered one email immediately with Wynn and Encore, and another one immediately with Venetian and Palazzo. And it turns out that one of those would have been correct. And it leads us to, we ought to have a rule that you only can enter once per contest. So, because that would just a blind guess on my part. So we'll install that rule. You only come in once per contest. And we're going to take a break from these contests for a couple weeks indefinitely, but they will definitely be back. On in the news, Calvin Ayer is the owner of Bodog, and Bodog was the feds are giving him a hard time. Now, Bodog sponsors your site, Michael. So what do you know about this?
Bodog was expecting this to happen a long time ago, and what they did was they split off their North American business from the rest of Bodog, and the North American business was renamed Bovada, and none of the Bodog executives live in the United States, nor do they ever even come here worrying about a secret indictment. So what the authorities did was indicted some of the people involved with Bodog, and they seized the domain bodog.com, which was not being used anyway. Bovada Bovada's URL is bovada.lv, and Bodog is still Bodog, but it's bodog.eu. So this was no big deal to Bodog or Bovada. They expected it, and it was no inconvenience to them.
Well, good. They provide major support to your website, which is a major support to the gambling community. If that support ended, that would hurt all of us.
That's absolutely true, is they support me, and they enable me to keep writing about gambling, which a lot of people enjoy. So I think that Bodog deserves their fair credit for supporting the site.
Something we got from the Calvin Air website that was actually sent to me by Richard Munchkin, former host of this show, is that in New York, they just passed some legislation allowing for table games in New York casinos. Now, it's going to take a while for it to take place, but it's in progress. Now, many of you who live in New York know that the video poker in Racinos, which is a casino at a racetrack, is highly unfair to the players. The games are not they're not random in the normal sense where every unknown card has an equal chance of happening. There's a randomness involved, but it is it basically taxes the player to help New York balance the budget. So non-gamblers in New York think this is a really good idea. Gamblers, not so much. VideoPoker.com, their website, has a forum where people submit questions and answers. And it's similar maybe to Video Poker or VP Free, although the people, there's some overlap with the people, but they're different. One question came up a couple days ago. A guy in an unidentified casino has the opportunity for, on a given day, every W2G he gets an additional $250. Now, he has 10 coupons, which allow him to do this 10 times. He wants to know what the best way to go about this. So I'm looking at this, and I actually don't even know the state it's in, although he lives in the Midwest, so I suspect it is in the Midwest, and I don't know what day it is. But in general, I want to talk about how you approach such a promotion rather than this one in particular, because this one in particular is very few of us are going to be participate in. If you're getting a bonus on W2Gs of $250, then the biggest percentage bonus is on the ones that are $1,200 or $1,250. So a $1,250, a $200 of that is 20%, whereas a $250 bonus on a $20,000, that's 1.25%. So it's a big difference. So you want to find a situation where you get lots of $1,200 or $1,250 jackpots. In video poker, that usually comes on single-line $5 games, where there's a whole class of games, double bonus, double-double, white-hot aces, blah, 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 where you get 250 coins for nine different four-of-a-kinds, from four fives up to four kings. And 250 coins on $5 tokens is 1,250. So this is a good number to aim for. So once I had down to 12 to those games, I would check every machine in the casino that had $5 video poker and check what the right pay schedules were. Now, if on double bonus, for example, I think this would add 2.4% to have this extra $250. Now, if it was a 965 double bonus, that game starts out at 97.8. And you add 2.4 to that, and you're a little bit over 100% before you include the slot club. That might be worth playing. If it was 964, the game is a percent tighter than that. That even with the coupon, you're still suffering a big loss. So you're better off ripping those coupons into little pieces of paper and not using them, because they're more expensive than they're worth. Now, if the promotion starts at midnight, and it's a good deal, like if, for example, they had 9.7 double bonus, which is 99.1, and you're adding 2.4% to it, this is a hugely good promotion. They probably only have two or three machines in the whole casino, and lots of people have these coupons, so there's going to be lines for it. So if it starts at midnight, you may need to be there at 6 or have a deal with somebody that he's there from 6 to 9 and you take over from 9 to whatever, and then he takes over again for you. That's a possibility. At some casinos in the boonies, the unsophisticated players, and this is not a problem at all. Other casinos, it would be. If you don't get there early, you don't get a machine. Another factor is bring a book. They have many casinos, if they find out they're giving too much away, they decide to take an hour to pay every jackpot or take 2 hours. There's nothing in the rules that say they have to pay the jackpots promptly. So that is a possibility. Another possibility is if it is really good promotion, you might be thrown out. There's a lot of casinos in Vegas over the past 10 years who punished players for taking advantage of promotions that were too good. Casinos in the last 10 years that come to mind, no particular order, Eastside Cannery, Caesar's Palace, Jerry's Nugget, Monte Lago, Tropicana, Riviera, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some. And so in general, the executives in casinos in Las Vegas are better executives than the executives at casinos in the hinterlands. So if these kind of mistakes and aftermath can happen here, they can happen almost anywhere. Now, Michael, other than video poker, when you heard about this promotion, did you come up with anything?
Yes, I did. I think you should add the Suncoast to your list. They did a 10 times points promotion not too long ago.
I lasted 20 minutes.
Yes, I heard that anybody who redeemed these coupons did not last too long. It was almost like bringing a red flag to the casino saying, I'm an advantage video poker player. I was out of town at the time, or I was out of town for the first day of the week of this.
It was 10-10-10, October 10th, yes. 2010.
Yeah, I was out of town for the first week, and I heard what they were doing, so I stayed away the rest of the Thursdays or whatever were the eligible days. And this also reminds me of a promotion at the Tuscany once where they paid double on any jackpot, and your advice about a book would have been very apropos because I heard it took hours to get paid, and I heard that after midnight, people were still waiting like 5 hours to get paid for jackpots hit before midnight.
Sometimes people would get annoyed at that. Can you imagine?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure that they didn't expect every single machine to be taken, but on the other hand, I heard that they did not seem to be in any particular hurry either. Okay, but I did a little math on this. In video poker, if you were to play $10 9-6 jacks, which this casino may not have, then you would be get a W2G for a four of a kind. And I calculated that would bump up the return 1.25% to 100.79%. However, I then got to thinking about video keno. And video keno puts a lot more of the return in the big prizes than video poker. So I went to the Red Rock today to look at some video keno pay tables, and I figured that the best one to do it at, assuming the Red Rock honored this promotion, was the 313, 838 pick five pay table, which pays 838 for catching five out of five. Normally, this pay table would return 94.95%, but if you were to play a $2 keno game, which they may or may not have, lots of times they only go up to a dollar, but I think I've seen two, this would bump up the return to 103.01%. So I think the moral of that story is, and I hate this expression, but think out of the box a little bit and don't restrict yourself to video poker.
Do you know off the top of your head how frequently a 5 out of 5 happens?
Yes, I do. It happens once every 1,551 hands.
And how fast can you play? Can you play 1,000 keno hands an hour?
I think you could because it's just slapping that button. There's no thinking involved.
So maybe it's once an hour. And okay, good. All right. If the Red Rock ever invites me back, I may consider that. All right. So we're going to talk to Shirley now. Now, I am going to do my damnedest to keep quiet and let Michael handle the interview. And then, although after it's over, Michael, I insist on a chance for a rebuttal in case she throws me under the bus. All right. Go on. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. You have a deal there. Welcome to the show, Shirley.
Thank you.
So how did you first meet Bob?
Well, I was a manager of 55 dry cleaning drop-off stations in supermarkets from San Luis Obispo to the Mexican border, and then they added Las Vegas. So I was here the first time, and I was here for 3 weeks putting up three stores. During that time, I got lonely. So I decided, well, I'm not going to drive back to Orange County. I'll just go dancing. So I went to Sam's Town, which back then had the Old Western Dance Hall, which was a great dance floor, but it was loud. So when we met, all we did was dance. And then, you know, I was there about an hour, and I had met him about 10 minutes after I got there. We danced a lot. It was noisy. We didn't talk much. And then he said, I'm planning on leaving early. I have to go. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I've never had a guy talk to me and dance with me 30, 40 minutes and then leave. That's unusual. So I thought, well, that's nice. I'm planning to leave also because I had an early morning. And I had 5 young people waiting for me to train them on this computer. And so I thought, well, I'll leave too. So he walked me to my car. He handed me a business card that said he was a dance instructor. Well, that made me happy. I figured he wasn't going to give it up anytime soon. And then he also explained that he was a professional gambler. And that made me a little nervous, I have to say. My family loves to gamble, but do they win money? Not often. And I've seen it go up and down so radically that it could shake your boots. So when I met Bob, I thought, oh, brother, I'm in trouble. I'm attracted to him, but he's a gambler.
So I imagine a lot of women roll their eyes when they ask a potential suitor, what do you do for a living? And he says, a professional gambler. And I'm sure they're thinking, yeah, right. And is that the thought that ran through your head?
It was. And my sister and brother-in-law that I lived with at the time in Orange County, he had heard of Bob Dancer. So that kind of calmed my fears a little. And then when we met a couple of times after that, I went once a month to Vegas. Well, actually, after that first meeting, I was really frightened. I met him in July, just after my birthday, and I didn't call him until October. I'd been there every month, and I would say, I can't do it. I cannot do it. But my family was very happy to know that I met Bob and started dating and seemed happy.
Okay. So you said that your family were are big gamblers, but were you a gambler before you met Bob?
Me? Oh, no, not my money. One time in 1971, I put 5 nickels in a machine because I was desperate to get an airline ticket to Texas. Sure enough, the machine talked to me and said, I'm it. Put my 5 nickels in, $105 came out. I thought, that's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. I'm done.
Wow. So the first time you guys lost $3,000 of community property, what was that like?
Well, you know, Bob was a $2 machine player when I met him, so I'd seen him, you know, fork out large fluctuations of money in and out over an evening or a weekend. But when it came to community property, my experience in life, because I had told Bob all of my horrific relationship failures, thinking I would scare him off. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't scare him off. That October, about a week later, he called me back, and then I decided, well, if he's not afraid, why should I be? But I should have really given it a lot more thought. But I was so caught up in all the nightlife and the dances and the wining and dining. And I don't drink, but I love to eat. And I was living on Carl's Jr. baked potatoes with broccoli and cheese sauce, you know. I was on the road.
So I'm sure that you love the restaurants and all the entertainment and everything, yeah. But how was your stomach with all the ups and downs of the life of a professional gambler?
I took up romance with a hot water bottle. My stomach was always in a mess.
Okay. So fast forward 15 years. Now if Bob loses $3,000, how traumatic is it?
Well, you know, $3,000 is really nothing if you have the bankroll. And because we do have considerable assets and conservative planning and responsible spending, that's nothing. But now you talk about when he loses $40,000 or $50,000 a weekend, I'm back on track to finding out what the deal is.
So if you know that Bob is going to play in something where he's going to be betting a lot, and that could be a potential downside, do you even want to know the result?
You know, now are we speaking now or this
right 50, now?
Right yeah. now, most of the time, you know, I have a pretty good sixth sense of it after 15 years. And I don't really bug him about the daily swings, although, you know, he's played some big ones over the past 2 months, and I couldn't judge. So I do ask.
Okay.
And we don't have a don't tell, don't ask relationship.
Okay. So Bob taught you to play video poker. How long did it take and how good did you get at it?
He's still trying to teach me that mess. He was very patient. And I just to save me, I can't believe that he thought it was a good idea to try to teach me video poker. But I actually became very good at it. On a scale of accuracy, I was one of the best female video poker players. On a scale of emotion, my bankroll was way low.
So can you play without being supervised by Bob?
No.
And is it because you might make a mistake or Bob is just nervous and, you know, like, I can't stand it when my wife drives the car? Is that that kind of thing?
Well, I'm not quite sure what it is, but he made a believer out of me at Treasure Island early on. I got mad at him on a Valentine's Day because he spent all night down the casino instead of coming up and romancing me the way I thought he should. And I ended up being mad, slamming out of the room, and going down and playing a quarter machine. But it was not a good pay table, and I didn't give a whatever. So when he found that out, he was so mad at me. I thought, well, this is not working. So I never did it again.
Valentine's Day is such a relationship killer.
I know.
I wished that Double somebody
points.
Would just ban it.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about banning double points on Valentine's Day.
I see your point. Okay. So in 2000 and 2001, you two played probably 2,000 hours between the two of you at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for pretty high stakes. Mm. How did it make you feel playing for $125 a hand?
Boy, those machines. I either love them or I hate them. It was always a challenge. And of course, in the old high limit area by the Hollywood Theater, that was... It wasn't really exclusive. You know, you were there in the midst of everything. And over that pony wall, everybody's blowing cigar smoke on you. And I was, most of the time, I was mad. So on top of being nervous, I was not a happy camper.
So you were mad because of people blowing smoke?
Yes.
I feel your pain there. So your big night happened the night of the ESPYs in 2001. Can you tell us what happened?
Sure. We were invited. We were surprised we were invited because really it was, we might have gotten the, you know, cheap seats, we thought. But we had been hitting some pretty big jackpots and they wanted to keep us there. So they gave us the best seats in the house. We were in the second row. The athletes and the actors that did the presentations were the seat in front of us. And so we were just having a great time. My son was there, and Sean says to me, "Mom, look, it's Rulon Gardner." I said, "Who?" He goes, "The famous wrestler, Mom." He was a varsity wrestler in high school, so he kept up on everything. Well, Rulon was like two seats down from him, and he says, "No, don't say anything." I said, "Oh, we have to go meet him, honey." So we go over and strike up a conversation. He was very nice. And Mom and Sean says later, "Mom, he won the 2000 Olympic title, the gold medal from the Russian that held it for 10 years, the Gecko Roman standard." And I said, "Well, that sounds exciting, honey." He says, "Mom, you're the best. You've brought me to the best thing. Thank you." So that got me some kudos. I was happy.
Okay. So was this the same? I know that in Bob Dancer's book, he mentions winning $500,000 in one night. Was this the same night?
Yes.
So where does that part come in?
Well, it started on that very row.
Mm-hmm.
Two rows back were Anthony Curtis from Las Vegas Advisor, Huntington Press Publishing, and Ernie Moody and Mercedes that have Action Gaming and VideoPoker.com. And they were saying, they came in and were saying how great Bob is as a gambler. And Anthony Curtis had a young lady with him with a great accent and English, and she looked just gorgeous. And so I'm sitting there going, I looked okay, but I'm going, there's Jessica. And Bob says, "Well, you know, the night I met Jessica was the luckiest night of my life." Well, it turned out after the ESPYs, Ernie and Mercedes went with us for a tour of the mansion, which we were staying in, which I toured everyone in the mansion. We were there 2 months one time, barely going home for clean clothes. And so between the gamblers that we traipsed in and out of there and my church group, we had a great time. So Ernie was duly impressed. And then he said, "But I want to see Bob play big." And I'm going, "Can't you be happy here?" And we went back out. There was a new high limit area. And Bob says, took me aside, and he says, "I want to play the $100 machine." No, he says, "I want you to play the $100 machine." "Me? I'm the chicken." And he goes, "No, I'll be right here. You know I will. And don't push that button unless I say yes." Okay. So we played, and with that machine, you get hand pays quickly, because three of a kind or anything above that, you get a hand pay. And so we spent a lot of downtime on that. So Bob gets this great idea. He's going to play the $25 machine behind me. So I'm waiting, and he's playing. About 20 or 30 minutes into it, he hits a $100,000 royal. I'm going, "Praise God." And he goes, "Well, you know, now we really want to play the $100 machine." And I'm going, "We can go home now." He goes, "We can't go home now." And so we played. Ernie and Mercedes decided it got late for them, so they left. We were there till wee hours of the morning, but I, in my mind, had a stopgap. $60,000. I mean, he'd already lost $40,000 that week. $60,000 would be his whole jackpot gone. So I figured that was a reasonable compromise. And I was happy thinking that I had convinced him of that. No. And he had decided he had his eye on the $400,000 royal if it did whatever. And I'm now sweating and praying. Well, 5 coins before my $60,000 limit, it hit the royal. So I thought, you know what? There must be a God, and he's been good to me.
So your prayer was answered.
I was done with that machine. But we did have conversations over it, and Bob did say he wanted to continue to play in that high limit area. So we had a lot of ups and downs on that machine. And
so the listeners might be interested to know, what was the promotion going on at the time that brought out all these high rollers?
That's something you probably should ask me about after her section, because I'm more into those details than she is.
All I know is they came to go to the ESPYs, and they had a party that same weekend. It was good.
Okay, so you win $500,000 this night. What did you do with the money?
I spent 25 years on a desk as a bookkeeper, so I have a flat ass to prove it, but I know you put away the taxes first. And I said, I don't care what happens. We have to budget this and that and put away the money. But he says, well, what do I have to do to make you comfortable to play these high-limit machines? I said, well, I want you to pay off the mortgage on the house. So he did. The next week, we went there and paid off the mortgage. And so now I'm thinking that will cure all my ills. Well, it doesn't.
Well, that's a great story. So when Bob taught classes, you used to run the projector for him. Do you have any interesting stories about that?
Oh, my God, that projector and me. We were friends, but I'll tell you what. Every time Bob asked, at the end of his class, he gives a test. I hate tests. I don't do well on tests. So every time, I'd get all confused, and I'm working. I'm doing the projector, so I'm not really paying attention to all the answers. But sure enough, as soon as he asked a test that was similar to one of the other games that I thought I knew, I'd fly my hand up and say, yeah, that's the answer. Well, inevitably, 90% of the time it was wrong. But the problem was half the class was shy, and then when I stuck my hand up, they followed me. And what it really got me was close to the students. It opened me up because they knew I wasn't like Bob, and I could talk to them, and they could tell me their deep, dark secrets of insecurity and bad luck and whatever. And so our motto was, I'm okay, you're okay.
So you're sort of the heart of the lesson, and Bob is the brains.
Yeah, if I can be vulnerable and fail, they're okay with it.
All right. So Bob taught video poker on 4 or 5 cruises on the Norwegian Dawn. Bob says that you got him that gig by tripping a Norwegian Cruise Line corporate casino director and not letting him up until he agreed to let Bob do the classes. What really happened?
I'm not beyond that, but it didn't happen that way.
What's your version?
Jeffrey Compton and John Stone were in the Compton Dancer booth at G2E that year, and they were just casually talking, and I overheard them say, Victor with Norwegian Cruise Line just went by. He is the director of the casinos. And I go, which one is he? And so they pointed him out, and I ran and caught him, grabbed his shirt, and I said, Victor, you have to get to know my husband. You need him on your cruise ship. He goes, well, who's your husband? I said, Bob Dancer. He teaches video poker and tournament instructions. He brings gamblers to cruise ships. So he got interested, came back to the booth with me, got a portfolio with all the information in it. And a week later, he called. We negotiated. We got 4 or 5 cruises, can't remember. But had 2 very interesting cruises in that time. One, he taught classes on the ship, and then he helped with the tournaments, and he walked through the casino encouraging the players and, giving them little tests. He loves tests. I hate tests. And so this one lady, she was playing, and she was down on her luck, and she thought, I'd give anything for a royal. He goes, well, stick to the strategy. They'll come. And she said, if I get a royal, I'll sleep with you. And I'm going, I wasn't there, actually. I don't go into those casinos because they're pretty smoky. But he comes back, and he tells me the story. And sure enough, while we're together and he's telling me, she hits the royal. And this happens in front of her husband, so it was all in good fun. But he goes back to the casino later that night, and she's just happy as a lark. And without thinking, she tells him that she hits the royal. And then she goes, he goes, well, let me just tell you. You just take all that information to Shirley. Pass it by her, and if you get her okay, it's okay with me. And I sleep from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day.
And what did she come and ask you?
No, she died, though. I heard she got really red.
Well, that's a good story.
The other one is good, too.
What's the other one?
Our last cruise. We're going down to the Bahamas, which Nassau and some of the islands. A hurricane was going to hit. Ugly. The seas got so rough. And so we were there, and I got violently ill, so I missed the dinner that night. But they were up in the top restaurant, Carnegie's or Cagney's, and the waves were coming up and splashing the windows. But it was a frightening ship experience. And we had invited my mother, Virginia, his dad, Leon, and my son, Sean. And it was like, they go, we're never going on another cruise, so forget it. We still do. We go on 3 or 4 a year.
I get seasick easily, and that would have been my last cruise.
Yeah.
So how would you sum up your life with Bob?
Well, our life has been very interesting. You know, like I said, I spent 25 years as a bookkeeper. You know, balancing to the penny is about as exciting as that gets. And then I got this job with 55 stores in 3 states. I mean, that was no fun at all. But Bob was very generous. Our time together, he knew if he wanted to keep me happy, I had projects. I had to remodel the house several times. And I liked casino junk. Good junk. But my family is big. And when I go to California, Easter and Christmas for the holidays, I take them goodies. And they jump up and squeal and have fun. And I like that. And I tell them each time that, because Bob does not join me, I tell them Bob sends gifts to all with love from Las Vegas and an invitation to come to Vegas, which many of them take him up on. So we get company all year round.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Michael. It was fun.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I used it for therapy this week.
Okay, now let's get Bob's take on all that.
I think Shirley did pretty good. She's not used to public speaking, and I think she handled this quite well, and I'm proud of her. And one thing that does come to mind is how much my memory of some of these things is different than hers, and there's nobody else to ask because it was just her and me. And so I remember it one way, and she remembers it another way, and oh well. But that was interesting. So... And since it was mostly about me, I'm the last person to judge whether or not it would be interesting to anybody else. So I thought it was an interesting subject, but other people have to make up their own mind. So did you learn anything about that, Michael?
Well, I read your book, and so I knew some of the specific details, but it's very interesting to hear Shirley's version, and my wife and I always have at least 2 versions about anything that happens to us.
Does your wife gamble?
No. Oh. I mean, she will, let's say that we're in the Bahamas and we have nothing better to do, then we might go to the casino and just bet red chips and blackjack. And she will enjoy that, but she's not a big gambler and she's very nervous about it. And we do have a don't ask, don't tell policy when it comes to my gambling.
Oh.
Because she is just not comfortable with the ups and downs of the roller coaster life of a professional gambler.
Michael, I think you're a lucky dog, baby.
Thanks.
What's happening at wizardofodds.com and the other related sites?
Before we forget, we were going to get back to what was this promotion at the MGM Grand? That brought out you and all these other big professional video poker players.
It wasn't a promotion. It was a there were promotions, and they added up too much. They had a deal where if you played $1 million a month, you got something like a 75% premium on your slot club cash. They gave you American airline miles for playing. And so, like, we earn, I don't know, 10,000 American airline miles. It makes us both platinum forever.
10 million.
10 million, yes. And then the interesting thing is they changed machines around. And so they put video poker machines in the same location as slot machines were before. So they were paying out video poker points or slot club points at the slot club rate. So that mistake probably earned me an extra $75,000 and a PT Cruiser because they were paying more in slot club points than their system said they should. So you add that. My expectation at the start of the year is if they kept going, I would probably make $400,000 in the year 2001. And we got lucky early. And then in March, they basically say, don't come back. So anyway, that's what that promotion was all about. There are other smaller promotions, but that was the big one. What's happening at thewizardofodds.com?
Okay. At Wizard of Macau,
okay.
I just added a review of the Venetian over there. Very long review with lots of pictures. So I think it's a very good review. On Wizard of Vegas, I just added some maps of Vegas that I'm happy with. For 2 years on this site, I had some maps that I really did not like, but I'm not capable of making a good map myself. And I made a deal with one of the forum members that I would do some math work for him if he did some maps and some other work for me. And he did an outstanding job, so I'd like to thank Dave Miller for the Vegas maps. And another writer added a review of the Boulder Station. And on Wizard of Odds, I finally released some gambling instructional videos that I did last year. I think it was in October, November. I got a friend of mine who's a dealer, and I hired an actress to play the role of a student and had a friend come up from LA to shoot these videos, and we spent 2 days and we made a whole bunch of them. And this was entirely unscripted. It was all ad-libbed, and I always viewed it as a learning exercise, and down the road I would redo it the right way. So my friend who shot these videos on with just two cheap video cameras and no special accoutrements like microphones and lights, he edited these videos and he did a great job, and the actress who I hired did a great job. But to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not terribly proud of the videos. I thought that I was a little bit nervous and wasn't too happy with my performance. The lighting was terrible, the audio was terrible, the background was terrible, and so there was a lot of technical problems with the videos, and I kept them quiet for a long time because I was a little bit embarrassed by them. But I finally decided, you know, I worked so hard on these, and especially my guy who did all the editing, and there's still good information in there. It's just that the quality of the videos is not quite satisfactory to me. So they're all out there on my site now. I still have to, the craps videos still need to be edited, but there's about a dozen videos already up on my site. If you could just go to the main page, click on videos, and you'll see links to all of them, and they're all on YouTube as well.
What kind of games?
I talk about blackjack, pai-gao poker, and three-card poker, and I talk about slot machines. I talk about gambling in general. And that's all I remember off the top of my head. And I explain how to do a magic trick, which is one of my favorites. That's my favorite video, by the way, is the one that has nothing to do with gambling. So
check that one out first.
So, yes, check them out. And please don't write me and say, Mike, you suck and these videos stink. I know, believe me. I let my Wizard of Vegas members read them, and they gave me quite a thrashing, and my feelings got hurt. So please, I'm sensitive, and
gentle.
Yes, be gentle and have a sense of humor.
All righty, let's talk about our commercials. The South Point has more than 10,000 video poker games, returning more than 99%. This is more than anybody else. They're having a food promotion this month, Monday through Thursday. play 300 points, earn a free lunch buffet, 600 points, earn a free dinner buffet, keep the points. Double points day is this Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. I will be playing Quick Quads. They have free slot tournaments on Thursdays, which is if you're a sexy senior, at least 50 years old or older, you are eligible for. You get one free entry, and you can earn up to two more at 250 points apiece. And those points you earn can actually be used double duty. You can get extra entries and the free buffet with the same points. A total of 30 winners share $5,200. And good. At the Palms, the play, earn, and win promotion, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for the first part of the month, which is going to end tomorrow, includes tomorrow, but it ends tomorrow, lets you earn a washing machine, vacuum cleaner, coffee maker, and various smaller prizes. Starting Monday, they switch to an office theme, and there will be a wireless printer, a paper shredder, a clock safe, and other items that are useful in the office. They are giving away a 2012 Jeep Patriot every Saturday night through the rest of March. They have drawings on Friday and Saturday, and on each of those nights, 10 people are selected. They earn $500 and a 1 in 20 shot at the Jeep. After the normal Saturday drawing, they give away the Jeep. They're having a win for losing slot rebate program for new members. They're non-Clark County residents. There's quite a few caveats to it, but if you're a new member, you can get up to $500 back. This month, the Sterling Advantage programs for seniors on Thursdays. It includes a free slot tournament and a swipe. They have this small big six wheel, which I guess is self-contradictory. And some of the smaller wins are you can get 400 points, which is worth a dollar, or you can get $25, $50, $75, or $100 in free play. So I have not worked out the average. VideoPoker.com. The free tournament this month at VideoPoker.com will be triple play, and it runs from March 23rd to March 31st. The grand prize is airfare to Las Vegas, three nights in a suite at the MGM Signature, and a free entry into a charity poker tournament that benefits the Opportunity Village. That tournament is on April 7th at Caesar's Palace and includes a first prize of a seat in the main event at next year's World Series of Poker. Actually, this year's World Series of Poker. If you don't win your way into the April 7th tournament, the entry fee is $300, which includes a VIP brunch for you and a guest. Opportunity Village serves people with intellectual disabilities. The Opportunity Village charity tournament is hosted by VideoPoker.com. So, Michael, next week we have a return visit by Stanford Wong. He's going to be talking about sports betting. What can you tell us about this?
Yes, we're going to be talking about sports betting. Stanford wrote a book called Sharp Sports Betting. Thank you. And we're going to be talking about some of the stuff in that book. And this book, by the way, was one of the most important books I've ever read when it comes to gambling. I've dabbled in lots of areas of advantage play, and sports betting is the area where I've made by far the most money, and much of it is thanks to Stanford's advice in that book.
Very good. Looking forward to that. Stanford is he's been here more times than any other guest, assuming you don't include Michael. Michael and Stanford were tied as to who came the most, but then Michael became a co-host, which I think is cheating. So But so now Stanford has the record, or will have next week the record of being here on the most. One of the things that came to mind during the Shirley interview part is she talks about the $500,000 and stuff like that. And that actually changed my life, and it gave me some credibility, which I didn't have before in many people's mind. But for me, that was kind of irrelevant. The part that you can learn from that is why I was at the casino that particular day and why. It had nothing to do with the ESPYs. I mean, Michael asked the right question. You know, what promotion was going on that was so good? And so there was a lot of different things going on. But when you hear about a jackpot that somebody hits, you know, somebody hits a $100,000 jackpot, you know, well, that's sweet, but really, why were they there? What kind of point multipliers were they having? Did they have a coupon of some sort? Was there a drawing going on? Did they have monthly mailers to get? This kind of information will help you make good decisions in the future. The fact that if they say, well, I want $100,000 or whatever such number, that will just make you envious and focus on the wrong thing. If they tell you, these were the reasons I made it, and it happened that I lost $8,000 on this play, it was still the same reasons, and it was still an excellent play. It just, after the fact results are essentially irrelevant as to whether or not it was a good play or not. There's a surprising number of people who do not get that. I suspect a surprising number of wives who do not get that. Is that true in your family, Michael, or you just don't tell her when you lose?
I don't tell her, but I absolutely agree that a professional gambler should be judged not on how much he wins, but on how good the bets are that he's making. And in this case, you had a very good bet, and for that is what you should be judged by.
But over, if you do this long enough, the good results will follow.
I agree that over the long term, the actual results will approach expectations. So if you have a professional gambler who is a good one and making good bets, over the long run, he's going to win money.
One of the things about videopoker.com website is people post their jackpot pictures the same as they do on other video poker website. And last week, there was one posted, a guy hit a royal flush on 6-5 bonus poker. This is a 97% machine. I shudder. And he just makes sure the pay schedule is very well centered in the picture. And somebody else was so proud of his aces with a kicker on a 9-5 double-double bonus, which is like less than 98%. And I'm listening to other people who comment, and universally these people are praised for having such good results, and congratulations, we're really feeling good for you. And I decide it's a good time to bite my tongue. I've learned from other places that if you come in with cold water and say, you really are an idiot for playing these machines, you have no long-term chance to win. As long as people play these dumb machines, then the casinos will keep offering them. That wasn't the message that these people wanted to hear. So you just don't say anything. Or if they come up and share good results, you just say congratulations.
You have to consider who the person is. I am not going to rebuke somebody who I know is a square gambler and just say congratulations. But if they claim to be a good gambler and they're playing a horrible game, I'm going to take them to task for it.
Good. You have permission to take me to task if you ever hear about a lousy game that I play.
Thank you, Michael.
And likewise, you can do the same to me.
All right. So next week is Stanford Wong, and then we're going to have Michael Gaughan back, who's the owner of the South Point. There were lots of questions that he asked, and so actually we're going to ask him the same questions. Michael and I heard him. They were good answers. So you hear those in 2 weeks. Go out and hit lots of royal flushes. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You've been listening to Gambling with an Edge with your hosts, Bob Dancer and Michael Shackelford. Archived versions of past shows may be found on bobdancer.com and wizardofodds.com. We welcome emails at gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com. Bob Dancer and Michael Shackelford are both on Facebook and welcome your input or questions. Our sponsors are the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, the Palms Casino Resort, the website videopoker.com, and the website wizardofodds.com. Join us again next week for another Gambling with an Edge.